The Capsule Demon Murders by Douglas Shannon Bungard. Directed by Andy Felt. Audio direction by Nathan Bradley.
Just outside the CETA interrogation room, 1:35 p.m.
How long do you think they'll be in there?
Why? What's it to you?
We don't have much time.
You better start answering some fucking questions if you want me to believe any of the shit coming out of your mouth.
Fine! What do you want to know?
A whole lot of shit. First, why the hell did you really run last night?
Before I ran, an envelope dropped from the roof with my name on it. Whoever is behind all of this shit has my parents held captive, and I'm playing by their rules until they're safe.
How'd you get in contact with them?
I can't say.
Gabriel?
No! I'm not putting the fate of my parents into the hands of more strangers!
What's the situation?
Can't say, but I've got a lead.
All right, where are we heading?
I'm heading to Westminster this evening, alone.
You what?
You heard me.
I don't think I did. Are you insane?
At this point, I might be.
Do you expect me to just sit around with my thumb up my ass until then?
There's plenty to re-examine before tonight.
Leon, you can't—
I don't have a choice, Monty.
You're gonna get yourself fucking killed out there. This is a textbook setup.
If this person isn't who they say they are, then I'll have an easy job ahead of me.
And what if they are?
Then we'll have at least two more murders on our hands if I don't show up alone.
You better be careful out there, so help me God.
I'll do what I can, but I'll save these people one way or another.
You better know what the fuck he's doing.
Fuck.
What?
Fuck.
Hey, look at me. Deep breath.
Mall. We need to go to the mall. Now.
Just wait a sec. You weren't off the hook yet. What's up at the mall?
Bring me in cuffs. I don't give a shit. Take me there. I know where they'd be keeping my parents.
Are you sure?
Yes. They said my parents would be at the altar once I'd done my part. I've done my part.
And what exactly was your part?
Take me to the altar to get my parents, and I'll tell you everything. I need to see that they're safe.
All right. What's this altar?
The altar of the all-seeing eye.
Wait a minute. You know about the cult of the all-seeing eye?
Yes.
Fake skin?
They made me get this hand tattoo to promise the safety of my parents.
Let's sort things out with Amelia and go check this altar out. You're staying in cuffs so you can't pull anything.
Thank you.
Don't mention. I might be on thin ice, but this isn't my first rodeo getting Amelia to let me break protocol. Let's go get your parents, kid.
Westminster Alley, 10:29 p.m. A dingy and claustrophobic alley that sees plenty of shady characters every day. The kind of dilapidated place that makes you want to walk faster and avoid eye contact. Gabriel's parents are tied to chairs on an elevated platform with their faces covered. A capsule demon card lies before each of them.
Shit.
Not so fast, Leon.
I did what you wanted, now let them go.
You wouldn't want to rush things, now would you?
You back off, I back off. I don't want to do this.
Don't lie to me. Go ahead. I'll give you a free shot.
A blue light?
Error. No entity. Unable to confirm identity. Trigger locked.
What?
Error. No entity. Unable to confirm identity. Trigger locked.
Aww. What's the matter? Did the little blaster give up on you? Should've went with a more reliable gun.
Just who the hell are you?
If you were supposed to know who I am, don't you think you could have shot me by now? There we go. That's better. Now, Leon, you seem to have put me in a bit of a predicament.
I did what you asked.
Yes, but you should have done a better job at covering your tracks. I happen to know that Monty and that little mall cop are on their way to our meeting as we speak.
Shit. I told them not to come. I even spoofed my location to throw them off my trail. You should know that, stalker.
I do. But if you would have tried a little bit harder, we wouldn't be in this predicament, now would we? While we're at it, let's just listen to a conversation they had earlier over at the altar of the All-Seeing Eye.
Of course there was a fucking secret tile door on the stairway.
This is how they made it seem like they disappeared. Man, I'm glad I'm on your good side now. I don't think my heart could take it if you snap at me again after all this.
Yeah, let's keep it that way, shall we? Well, they sure had cult meetings down here, alright? All these symbols and writings look like they've been here for decades.
No, something's not right.
What's up?
They said if anything happened, my parents would be right here in the middle of this room. Right on the altar with a symbol that matches the left hand tattoo. The only thing here are these statues.
Oh, fuck. That can't be possible.
What?
These statues are the first three victims of the case. Exact wounds and everything. It's like a fucking Roman statue. How is this possible? We'll worry about that later. Look around and see if there's any sign of your parents. Nothing in this back room.
We have to help Leon.
I've known Leon for years. There's no stopping him once he's got his mind set on something.
We have to do something. My parents could be next.
I'll try and track down his location, and we'll do our best to meet him there. Let's move.
Statues. How cute.
What do you mean?
The capsule demon curse is no mere playground rumor. The unleashed demons must be contained at the cost of a human life for each card.
Bullshit. I'm not here to play games.
There are no games here, Leon. The evidence is right in front of you. How could a statue so lifelike be created in so little time?
I don't know.
When a body is utilized to reseal a capsule demon, it undergoes a unique form of rigor mortis. Roughly 18 hours after death, the skin cells of the body turn to bone cells. Once this transformation is complete, the capsule demon is resealed.
That's impossible.
Oh, really? Tell me then, how did I fabricate this? That's what I thought. Now, on your knees and hands up, you little shit. We wouldn't want to rush anything, would we? Good. Now, let me make it very clear what is going to happen. I'm going to finish what Gene started. There are 44 more cards to seal. 42 once we're done here.
No, you can't. I don't know what the fuck you're up to, but you're hiding something.
Astute observation, but the curse is in front of you clear as day. For once a body is prepared, the touch of an unleashed card is all they need to complete the process. Here, allow me to demonstrate.
You fucker, I'll kill you!
Pathetic.
Leon! He's still breathing. Thank God.
Explosion's not a fire type. Shouldn't it be Headferno?
It's also card number 23. I hope to God they started going out of order.
Wait, Explosion isn't even from this set. That's from the third set. You hear that? The phone.
What?
Get away!
You good?
Monty, they...
Amelia, hook me up to your earpiece. I heard everything. Can you stand?
Yes.
Good. Now what the fuck were you thinking?
Are you insane?
Answer the goddamn question, Leon!
Do you honestly think that I didn't know what I was walking into?
I know you do, and that's why you're a fucking moron!
I was trying to stop the killer. They were right there, and I didn't hear you coming up with any other options.
Don't you start with me. You had your mind made up the moment you walked out that door!
I had a fucking serial killer listening to my every move, Monty. I wasn't about to risk getting other people involved. Are you nuts?
Look where the hell that's got you. I'm not seeing any headlines celebrating Leon Adler's genius after you passed out in the back alley with two casualties on your hands. You know damn well this could have been avoided.
Don't dare put this on me!
Shove me like that again, and I'll make sure your ass ends up in a hospital bed!
My health is the least of my concerns right now.
That's your fucking problem! Look, if you want to go off and try to die like a hero, I can't fucking stop you. But whether you die like a hero or an average Joe, you're still fucking dead. Dead people can't solve a case. Dead people can't be there to protect the people they care about. Dead people can't shoot the shit at the bar with their best friend after a case like this sucks the life out of them. So I suggest you stop and think of this fantasy if dying like a martyr is really what you want. That's what I thought. You help me get this kid in my car, we're taking them to the hospital.
Call them an ambulance. We have an investigation to do.
No. Someone else has an investigation to do. We're taking Gabriel to the hospital. Control what you can control, get that kid to the ER.
But...
You're taking a break from the investigation, and that's an order.
Monty, I'm not a medic, and don't tell me what to do.
You want to act like a child? I'm going to treat you like... The kid's breathing and stable for the time being. They just lost two parents. Focus on something that isn't the case for once in your goddamn life!
They don't want to hear from me right now.
If you sit your ass in the hospital and let them rip you a new one. It's the least you can fucking do after all this.
So what, we're just going to leave the scene like this?
You're really itching to get socked in the face again, aren't you?
Just because you've forgotten your duty as a seat investigator doesn't mean I have.
Your duty is to protect the public. Now what do you think is going to accomplish that right now? Helping save this kid or rushing headfirst into an unsecured crime scene that you know fuck all about?
They stood on a platform with two capsule demon cards and gloated. There's barely a scene, let alone any risks at this point.
They just managed to remotely detonate a phone battery like a bomb here. I don't give a shit how badly you want to prove yourself. Now is not the time. We need to get the fuck out of here before any more shit can happen.
Whatever.
Sulk all you want, but getting the hell out of Dodge. Sitting here pointing fingers isn't gonna solve shit. Now help me move Gabriel.
Parker City Hospital, 11:42 p.m. Gabriel lies unconscious in a hospital bed connected to a multitude of beeping machines. The lights are harsh and clinical. There are two vacant chairs in the corner of the room.
They're unconscious currently, but they're in good health. They just need a bit of rest. We have their records on file here, so we'll make sure Gabriel's getting their daily metoprolol while they're here. Their doctor will be in shortly.
Glad to hear it. Thank you. Are you going to sit there and mope for the rest of the case, or are you going to talk?
Would you get off my case already?
You haven't said a damn word since we left the scene. What the hell happened between you and that bastard?
I thought you already listened in on everything.
Don't get snippy with me. And I heard everything, but that's not the whole picture. It'd be a hell of a lot easier to brainstorm with the detective's recollection of what happened.
I don't know what happened.
You lose your memory or something?
No, it's not that. Whoever that was, they instantly killed those people with the touch of a card.
You don't think they were using poison?
They couldn't have been. It was already a stretch to assume they could time it out with the cards with the first victims, but it wasn't impossible. I know what I saw, and whatever that reaction was, it was instant.
Look, I don't know how they pulled this shit off, but when things don't make logical sense, there's always more to the picture. We're dealing with a psychopath, not some wizard.
That's not all I learned. This person played me a recording of you and Gabriel's conversation at the altar.
I'm gonna cut you off right there. I heard what they said, but I'm not buying it.
Do you want to hear me out or not?
Are you gonna listen to this bastard or Amelia's update on what they find at the altar? I know we don't always see eye to eye on these cases, but there's no chance in hell we're gonna catch this bastard if we don't stick together. Like we always have.
You're right. I'm sorry, Monty.
Oh, speak of the devil.
Monty?
Yo.
Crime scene investigators have wrapped up at Westminster. Nothing of note was found, but it'll be a little while longer until they can fully examine the victims.
And we figured as much.
Are you and Leon at the hospital with Gabriel?
Yeah, just got in the room not too long ago.
Good.
What'd they find out about the altar?
About that. We had people examine the area, but there were no statues or bodies to be found.
Someone must have hidden them somewhere.
We searched the entire place and couldn't find any signs of secret compartments. But there's still one thing we can't explain.
Great. I was hoping for more bad news.
We checked camera footage of the morgue. The door to where they were being stored was never even opened at that time. But when we examined them, their skin had turned to bone, just like you and this person described.
What?
I don't know. We're examining as much as we can, but that's all I know for now. I'll update you as soon as I hear new information.
Please do.
Also, be on the lookout for Gene. We still have his location, and he was in the area at the time of Leon's confrontation.
Gotcha. We'll keep an eye out for short shit.
What happened?
More unexplainable shit. You really want to hear that right now?
Yes.
The statues weren't there when they checked out the altar. The cameras in the morgue don't show anyone entering or exiting, but the first three victims had the skin turned to bone.
What the fuck?
Also, Gene was apparently seen in the area when that bastard killed Gabriel's parents. Come in. Everything all right? Hello?
Hello, gentlemen.
You picked a bad time to show up, Gene.
Not so fast. Put your gun away.
Just what the hell do you think you're doing, Gene?
I've come to bargain.
Gene, take it easy. What does the button do?
This? Oh, this is just the result of my masterful social engineering skills at work. All it takes is a simple press of this button, and Monty's mother's Solitaire Deluxe account will be permanently deleted.
That's it?
The fuck you mean that's it?
And, just for a little extra precaution, we wouldn't want things to get ugly now, would we?
A capsule demon card.
I knew we should never let you go!
I don't want anyone to get hurt.
How do we know you're not bluffing?
Do you want to find out?
Wait!
Mommy, what are you-
You can't!
Are we really doing this right now?
Leon, if that account gets deleted, I will never know a second of peace for the rest of her life or mine, whichever comes first.
Mommy, he's a suspect using a Solitaire account for ransom.
You don't know my mom. She had a Baking Game account get stolen when I was a kid, and as the tech guy of the house, I never heard the end of it for the next 15 years. I can't deal with that shit again, especially now that she's retired and knows how to text.
And that makes you sympathetic to her?
We might not have gotten along well when I was younger, but she did her best to help raise me. That's enough to earn my respect.
Monty, this is the easiest detainment of my life. He's already impersonating a doctor and has no project-
Leon, I am begging you. Just hear him out.
All right, how are we doing? Oh, I see you're already being helped. I'll just-
Wait, he's not a doctor. This is my son. He's always wanted to be a doctor, so I let him wear his costume.
Hi.
Right. Just hit that button over there on the bed if you need anything.
You won't regret this.
This better be worth me covering for you. How did you even get that outfit?
My mom works here. I know my way around. I came here to work on homework for a bit before driving my mom home. I heard about the case before you came in, so I grabbed this out of my mom's bag. She always keeps a spare. Now let's talk business.
We can talk business once you prove to me you had an alibi for the last hour or so.
Huh?
Were you in the Westminster area tonight?
I live there. What's it to you?
Were you out tonight?
I dropped my phone at the park earlier and I was looking for it with my smartwatch.
Does that smartwatch track your location?
Yeah, why?
Let me see it.
You are one sick fuck, you know that?
What can I say? I'm good at what I do.
She's 87 years old, man. This is elder abuse!
Sounds like she had it coming if she gave you shit for 15 years.
You'll understand when you get older. One day you'll look back and you wish you'd spent more time with your mom in your 20s.
We'll see.
How'd you even get her info?
I have my ways.
That's Gene speak for you said the answer to your mom's security question.
Huh?
Consider it a birthday gift.
Son of a bitch. I've gotta get her to change that now.
I can do it if you want.
I can do it if you want. Fuck you!
Make this quick. We don't have all day.
Oh, thank God!
Wise choice. I've come with a message from Null.
Null?
Null Entity. How did you hear that?
The footage of your little encounter was posted online. Your gun said Null Entity, so everyone's calling them Null. I come with a message from them.
So you are working with them?
As of recent, yes. They first contacted me from an unknown number while I was sitting in the lobby. All they told me was to deliver this message.
What'd they say?
The heart holds secrets, shadows hide the light. An ace in play may bring the darkest night. In glass, love's glow reveals a curse concealed. In dust and echoes, truth is then revealed. Look deep in mirrored souls where demons dwell. There lies the name that ends this twisted spell.
What?
You did all this just to tell us a fucking riddle?
Yes, I guess I did. Now if you'll excuse me.
Hey, get back here!
Is everything all right?
Yeah, would you happen to know where the bathrooms are?
Oh, down the hall and to the right.
Fantastic.
Where's your son off to?
He just went to pick up his mom.
Alrighty then. I'm just here to give Gabriel some of their medication.
Their record shows that they take oral metoprolol. What's with the change?
It absorbs into the body faster. What's with the sudden interrogation?
Leon Adler, CETA investigator. Gabriel is involved with our case, and their medical history shows they had complications with metoprolol injections and switched to pills. I'm going to ask again. What's with the change?
Sally Butler, no criminal record. Trigger locked.
I'm gonna need you to step away from Gabriel and keep your voice down.
This is absurd.
Lock that door. Go sit in that chair.
Do you really think you can get away with firing a gun indoors?
This isn't your average pistol. It's a CETA silenced pistol. Unless you want to see it in action, I suggest you let me do the talking. Hand over the vial. Take your gloves off.
What?
Don't play dumb with me. Every other doctor here is wearing clear or light blue gloves. Your black gloves don't exactly blend in. Take them off. Both of them. That's what I thought. The mark of the cult of the all-seeing eye.
How do you-
Here's what's going to happen. You're going to put your gloves back on, and I'm going to follow you with this pistol to my car. Make any sudden movements, and I shoot. You're going to take me to the altar of the all-seeing eye.
You can't make me! I'll never show you
Colorado
where-
Mall Stairwell K. There's a fake tile covering a door leading to the altar. You're not coming for knowledge. You're coming as collateral. Understood?
Yes.
Good. After you.
The Capsule Demon Murders was produced by the Theater at Marietta College. Dialogue recording and editing by Sophie A. Wheeler. Underscore design by Dallas Lacey. Atmospheric design by River Perry. Sound effect design by Brendan Thompson. A full list of cast and crew is available in the description below. The rights to the stage play version of the Capsule Demon Murders can be found through a link in the description.